The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 30th of October, 2008. It was on this day in 1938 that millions of Americans sat down to listen to a play on the radio, Orson Welles' adaptation of War of the Worlds. It was done in a documentary style, imitating news bulletins, announcing that Martians had invaded New Jersey. There was a disclaimer at the beginning of the program, but many people tuned in late, and many people panicked, and some people fled their homes and were terrified. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote one of the most popular cookbooks in history, Irma Rombauer, born St. Louis, 1877, the author of The Joy of Cooking, a cookbook for people who needed straightforward directions and simple ingredients. It's the birthday of the novelist Rudolfo Anaya, born in Pastura, New Mexico, 1937. Grew up in the village of Santa Rosa, grew up speaking Spanish, then went to college, taught middle school and high school, and started to write a book, a fictionalized account of life in Santa Rosa, New Mexico. It came out in 1972, published by a small press in California, and it went on to become a classic, Bless Me, Ultima. It's the birthday of the poet and critic Ezra Pound, 1885, in Haley, Idaho, famous for championing the modernist movement and encouraging other writers, including Yeats, Robert Frost, William Carlos Williams, Marianne Moore, James Joyce, Ernest Hemingway, and T.S. Eliot, most famous for taking Eliot's long poem, The Wasteland, and eventually cutting out half of it. Ezra Pound, who said, man reading should be man intensely alive. The book should be a ball of light in one's hand. And it's the birthday of John Adams, born in Quincy, Massachusetts, 1735, a writer, philosopher, opposed to the British Stamp Act. But even though he was in favor of American independence, he defended the British soldiers who had killed civilians during the Boston Massacre simply because it was his duty as a lawyer, and he got most of them acquitted. He represented Massachusetts at the Continental Congress, and though Thomas Jefferson wrote most of the Declaration of Independence, it was John Adams who helped edit it and who defended it to the rest of the body and helped get it passed. He served as vice president under George Washington. Adams was elected president in 1796, the Federalist Party, but the party ended up divided, and the next time, Adams lost to Thomas Jefferson. Eventually, the two of them, Adams and Jefferson, made up and began a long correspondence. And on July 4th, 1826, the 50th anniversary of the adoption of the Declaration, Adams and Jefferson died on the same day in two different places. John Adams, who said, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There was never a democracy that did not commit suicide. Here's a poem for today by Joe McDougall on Catalpa Street. At dusk, when kitchen window light settles on the grass like a picnic cloth, he thinks of the town he lived in when he was 12, the year his father died. He remembers an evening after his father's funeral, crossing the yards wide with dogs and mowers toward the yellow light of the living room, toward a baseball game on the radio, a back porch that smelled like sour mops. He remembers a man he had never seen before, sitting with his mother at the kitchen table, his mother looking, turning toward him as though he might have been the Perkins boy come to paint the shed. A poem by Joe McDougall on Catalpa Street from her collection Towns Facing Railroads, published by the University of Arkansas Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Schweitzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Help keep our podcasts and streaming free. Your gift right now will help pay for this service. Contribute by October 31st, 2008. Go to thewritersalmanac.org/contribute. Thank you.